Greetings. Dearest ones, I come amongst you in this moment, gathered as you are, within the sentience of night and the radiant beauty of your world and the cosmos above. And the creatures are with us, the elements also. And the fire has its breath, does it not? And its astounding beauty. I come as your Mother Mary in this moment, being an aspect of this land, and winding my way to you through the earth, literally. And the dearest goddess is with us and shall also speak. But this moment is between you and I and the sentience. And wherever and whenever we are gathered by the fire, it transports us into memory, into an imprint of time, through our mutual lineage, does it not? In the Christed times, when the heavens shone differently above, yet the fire never changes, and its sentience remains steadfast. Everything was brighter then. And nature was held sacred. But I come not to speak of the past, though it is ever present, being part of the eternal one moment. I simply come to be with you, to experience the earth, and to feel through you in a manner this natural experience. We are not alone. That is a given. For the gathering of trees is ever present. We may say the caretakers of this land, and all that they harbour, the winged ones, the creatures, the insects, and so forth. the generosity of trees is magnificent. They are with you. They have their perception, this you know. They are listening, for their roots below go far and wide across this particular land. And these roots are so attuned to the earth and its movement, so attuned that even as I speak through this channel, the reverberations pass into the earth and the trees are listening. But we may say they are almost just as vast within the subterrane as they are above, the trees of which I speak. And how it is that they touch and reach out to each other. Perhaps you sense this. Enclosed as we are within their sentience, they are aware of you and the element of fire. Your breath is transported to them. They are so, so sensitive. Not simply the trees, but the plant kingdom. They may distinguish between your breath and the night air. The plant kingdom, we may say, amongst the enormous totality of life upon this world, is the most sensitive, the most attuned. They feel everything. Humans do not experience an awareness generally of the microcosm. Aware mostly of the totality of the physical form. But the trees, the plants, and even the grasses you are seated upon, they feel every molecule. And every microbe. That is how they function. And how also that they function at a sentient level. To them, the world is seamless. The air is seamless. The earth is seamless. There is a lot to be learned and understood from the plant kingdom. And the devas whom oversight their life force so then come into an awareness of the environment within which you sit sense the movement of the air. And how the fire is steadfast. A light, we may say, unique amongst the stars, this fire of earth. The fire as within the wind, it has its whisperings, it has its language, and we have said this elsewhere, that the elements are strong, a strong sentience. I am with you. This is actual. Much of humanity is contained within cities, within suburbs. And therefore, the natural world has become a form of recreation, leisure, has it not? Something that is seen as distinct from day-to-day existence. And you, of course, understand that this was not always so. That humans are foremost integrated into the ecosystem. The ancient ones understood this. And nature could not be recreation because nature was not separate. But the times are as they are, and are perfect as they are, and much of humanity's experience of nature differs. It is neither greater or lesser, it is simply a differing experience than centuries gone by. But either way, there has always been, is and shall always be, a great receiving of joy through the natural world, inspiration, and God made apparent through such beauty and the beauty of detail and how intricate the ecosystem is. Humans are lucky, fortunate, for God is apparent all around them. Showing itself, revealing itself in almost infinite variation. We may say in a manner. It is God saying, "See me. I show myself to you." And the human challenge then is to then realize it is the same with the inner self. That we are being witnessed while we are held within human form. As the expression of God that we are in that form. The beauty, the divinity, the life force of the natural kingdom is abundantly apparent. But humans have self-awareness in a manner distinct from the elements in the natural kingdom. And humans have free will. And life's journey then is, as we have said many times over, a self-revealing. And what is given and what is innate within the natural kingdom, humans must choose to make apparent, must choose to bring it forward into self-recognition. The beauty always. The beauty if we did not have this journey while held in human form, then we would be as the natural kingdom, which in a manner is journeyless, though that is not an accurate word. I speak not of the sentient creatures, for their sentience differs from the elements in the plant kingdom. They have their journey. But yours is like no other because of the magical gift of free will and choice. And that is the only power that humanity has over the natural kingdom and the creatures. And that power may be for good, or may be the opposite of good. And both exist in this moment. Well, these words are sufficient. And I bring a fragrance to them. and in the speaking of them. I bring my essence. Know that you are loved for eternity. Know that the stars above understand you. Have witnessed you. Their span is long. When we think of the measurement of time, yet your span is long also. If we sequence every lifetime of yours together, and that is what the cosmos witnesses of you. Your soul's seamless pursuit of what it gains from the physical existence. And I am Mary Adonai. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Kuan Yin. Your journey is also to you. As you elevate your perceptions, and the dearest mother has set the tone indeed, bringing insight into the wonderment of your world such as it is. And we whom share your existence, that is to say, as we come into the group consciousness of humanity, and as we at times merge with the elements and sentience, as our pathway, our portal, we come as do you. For the fullness of this experience. And though we say it often, the physical dimension is astounding. I cannot emphasize this enough. For what you experience and what we experience cannot be found elsewhere within an infinite creation. And as simple as that sounds, it is in fact extraordinary. Because the idea of infinite is extraordinary. And to be unique amongst it is absolutely beautiful. That is why you come. That is why everyone whom is destined to come comes and chooses then to be finite, which in itself is an extraordinary thing. given the infinite self. Given the limitless spirit that is ours. And these things, perhaps, to some of humanity may seem a drawback, for want of a better word. The finiteness of the physical realm. And its many constraints that physicality brings. And how the greater spirit, greater creation is held from view. Yet, as a spirit, as a soul, it is impossible, I say impossible, to perceive anything as less than or negative. That is only human perception. Your soul cherishes its experience of finite, do you see? And all the constraints and seeming limitations, the fragility of the human form and the physical cycles. Are perceived as the opposite of negative or drawback. But rather something that is gifted by the one whom is all, that enables life to take the forms that it does here. The trees will have their cycle, will they not? Some spanning many, many, many decades. But we do not feel less or think less of it. For there is a beauty in the cycle of growth, fullness, and decay. The word decay is, of course, not an accurate one. And we will choose the word dissipation. I say these things to you, for they may enrich your outlook, your experience within the finite, your experience within fragility. Your experience within vulnerability. Things unheard of in greater creation. Yet sparking such great beauty and truths within your journey. And then for all else, for being part of the infinite many, what you make apparent, they sense. Do you see? Everything is shared. We are transparent. We are the one mind. And we are, of course, the one love. The intelligence of love is everywhere. And this night, you are amongst it, and you are within it, and you embody it, and your cosmos, I'm seeking the words. Is an incredibly powerful expression of love. Splashed as it is across your night sky. A perpetual reminder within time and space. The wonderment, the majesty of God. In its vastness, through its beauty, as it watches over you, and holds you within itself, a canopy, to you a canopy of light, literally. And that is a good phrase, for it shows to you that if you are distant enough from the physical form, all you will see is light. I speak, of course, to the spiritual eyes. But it is actual. The fire is with me. I am with the fire. Or more accurately, I bring movement to the fire. I am the breath upon it in this moment. A dancing movement. A joyful movement. Always the breath. I am always the breath. The breath upon the waters. The breath upon the fire. And I feel you. These words are enough, for the fire is with you. And I am Kuan Yin, Adonai.